then you'll have the physical evidence that you know it works because you've made it work. And that process of doing it, you'll learn more. So for you, listening to the CDs, reading the books, doing it, making it work, manifesting the things you want in your life. Then, if you qualify, some seminars you'll be invited to. You'll be available if you qualify after that for personal mentor. We can get one-on-one observation, one-on-one training, and observing others. And then only then will you be at the point where you qualify to potentially teach this and be a mentor. And people, this is the greatest part, you know? Cracks me up. People say, "Well, I don't want to be a one-on-one mentor. I want to teach the big seminars." Okay, well, there's a reason why we don't teach big seminars. As I mentioned, the way we learn this in the societies ain't through big seminars. The guys who teach the big seminars make their money teaching seminars. And the people who teach the seminars, 90, and I know them all, by the way. I mean, I've been there. I've spoken on the stages. I've gotten paid $1 million to speak, to stand up on stage. But all the guys and ladies that do the seminars do so because their ego, and I'm not saying this in a judgmental way, by the way, because they're following their bliss. They get so much pleasure out of teaching. They love being on stage, like being a rock star. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in terms of your benefit, you're not going to get that much benefit of manifesting your desires unless someone said, "Well, my desire is to teach big seminars." Well, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. But this material, if you really want to learn this material, it isn't by teaching it in the beginning. You'll fine-tune it and get it better. By doing it yourself, you'll learn more than by teaching it. Believe me, as you start going through this, your ego will get out of the way, and most of you have this big dream of teaching big seminars, if that's your goal and dream. It will probably fade away because you'll see that that is just such a short-term, ego-driven goal anyway, that you'll have other desires will start springing forth within you. But I gotta be careful, because if it is your dream and desire to be on stage and teach people, then I embrace that. I support that. It's whatever your dream and goal is, whatever will make you happier. So I hope that answered your question about teaching. So let's just make sure we got the five basics down. Then we're gonna go on. The five basics. I'm saying, oh, there were four basics. Some of you weren't paying attention. The first one is, who do you listen to? The second one is, what's the teachability index? The third is the training balance scale. The fourth is the four steps leading up to unconscious competence. What's the fifth one? You're right. The fifth one is master the first four. See, the five basics. The fifth basic is a basic. The fifth one is the most important of the basics, and that's master the basics. Focus on the fundamentals. That's the fifth basic. That's the most important. If you spend all your time and effort on those first four, magical things will happen in your life. Why? Some of you heard a phrase that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. What does that mean? By the way, it's true. What it means is, when you are 100% teachable, you have a 10 willingness to learn, 10 willingness to accept change. When you're not focused on the how, but focused on your dream, the training balance scale, when you're focusing on unconscious competence, which means you're as the Shaolin monk said, you're focusing on that one strike 10,000 times. Remember the phrase, I am not afraid of the 10,000 strikes you know you've practiced once. I'm deathly afraid of the one strike you've practiced 10,000 times. See, I'm not afraid of the people who know all this information that I'm going to teach you this weekend. I'm afraid of the guy who has focused on the four basics and knows it better than anybody. Not afraid, I'm impressed, I should say. That's the guy who's going to create more. See, if somebody just knows the four basics and focuses on all that and understands how in-depth each one of them are and how complex they can be and how much meat you can delve into, minutia on each one of those, that's when magic happens in his life. The guy who knows all the stuff but hasn't focused on any of it to a level of proficiency, it's like the guy who knows 10,000 strikes. Well, he gets killed in a fight. You should be afraid of the one person who knows one strike that he's practiced 10,000 times. That was Bruce Lee. Some of you forget. Some of you may not remember his story, which I won't go into. But he revolutionized martial arts because up until that point, all the martial artists knew so much material that they'd get into fights for hours with one another. And Bruce Lee would get into the ring with these masters, and he would end it within a minute because he only focused on a couple strikes. Boom, boom, it's over. Because he understood. So the five basics. Who do you listen to? Teachability Index, Training Balance Scale, four steps. And the fifth basic, which is the most important, is master the basics. Focus on the fundamentals. Spend all your time and effort going back to those four things over and over and over and over and over again. Focusing, learning, putting effort, developing neural pathways, developing new habits, new patterns, changes in your thoughts and behavior by focusing on those four things. Every time you focus on that and apply something and do something in your life with a thought process or a focus on one of those basics, changes the way you do things and think, developing bigger neural pathways on those four basics. And that's when magic appears in your life as if by magic, because it is magic. That's when you're getting unconscious competence and all of a sudden everything starts happening in your life by magic.